Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
How do you get down there? There's no way to get down there. Oh, you gotta go all the way around here to get down there. There's no way to reach you. This is weird. It's like science fiction. Like you're in another universe. You know, one of the parallel universes? You hear about them all the time. You never expect to be in one. Oh, are you leaving already? We just got started, really. It's gonna get better. Oh, maybe she had something else on. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And what are you doing these days?
Not much.
No? Sitting around?
Yep, enjoying the show.
Okay. Don't want to talk about it, that's fine. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fine, thanks. You're not just sitting around, are you?
No, I'm never sitting around. I'm always busy. Yeah.
Like, what would you be doing ordinarily on a Saturday?
Housework.
And do you do housework to the show? Or?
Well, you know, we haven't been able to get your show very much recently.
Oh, so there's no reason to do housework then. It's a win-win. And your name is?
My name is Glenna Bachman.
And you're?
I'm Bob Bachman.
Okay. So you know each other then?
Yeah, 38 years.
38 years you've known each other.
We just had our anniversary this month.
Holy cow! Congratulations. We got any bottles of wine we can give them for their anniversary?
I don't think we have any bottles of wine, but we have some books. How about a copy of Chancellor Kyatt's book?
Yes, makes a perfect anniversary gift. If you're the chancellor. Okay, well, nice to meet you. We got Charles Reagan Wilson, looks here, professor of history. He's a Reagan and a Wilson. How can he not be in politics? Let's go down and see him then. He looks like he wants to see me. Can I get you? Can you come this way and then I'll meet you in the opening here? Are you expecting people? I noticed there's some gaps here. Waiting for somebody?
No.
Okay. Well, you did pretty well here. This is all yours? Related to all these people?
I have no idea who they are.
Well, they feel the same way, though, if it's any consolation.
Sorry?
I say they feel the same way if it's any consolation.
Probably.
All right. Charles Reagan Wilson?
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Welcome to Mississippi.
Thank you very much. Now, history, and what sort of history do you teach?
I teach the history of the U.S. South.
U.S. South. You don't go in above Mason-Dixon line?
Only for comparative purposes.
And how do we suffer in that comparison?
We have a center for the study of Southern culture here. There is no center for the study of Northern culture.
No. I'm not going to take that personally. I'm not going to take that personally. We could probably use one, though. If we had a culture, we'd have a center, I guess. Various cultures, a lot of subcultures.
You have subcultures. Yes. That's right. Sub, what does that suggest?
Anyway, you got a question for me here? So you got a question for me?
How do people in Wisconsin pass the time?
You had to read your own question? You didn't know that?
It's a memory thing.
I got that too. Same. How do people in Wisconsin? Well, we have had cold beer up there for many years. You'll see. It changes. That's our culture. See?
I stand corrected.
Thank you, Professor Charles Reagan Wilson. All right. Bill Gurley of Oxford asks, what do the squirrels in the grove do on game day? They got a tent, I think. There's a squirrel tent, it seems to me, I heard. They have a little spread out there, a squirrel tent, little nuts. Nuts of various types. Okay, there we go. Have you been to the Tanglefoot Trail? I've tangled my feet, but I haven't been. Wanda Kelly from Tupelo is here with the First United Methodist Group. Where is that group? Oh, I'm right here in the First United Methodist Group. I'm so excited. Who speaks for the First United Methodist Group?
Well, that's Wanda's question. But Martha is a longtime member of our group.
You deny that, Martha?
No, I don't deny that at all. But I think Catherine, about 3-1, 3 down, would speak for our group. She's the youngest of our group.
No one at First Methodist take responsibility for the group? No, she's passing it back to you. You don't... no one to speak for First United Methodist from Tupelo? I think you're most at ease. Can I get you just to stand up here a little bit and explain what you're all about and how you came together and if there is a second Methodist in town? And go ahead. Sit if you like.
Oh, I can sit down. Very good. This is a traveling group that our young ladies that feel sorry for us older ones that don't get out on the highway very much. They bring us to these wonderful shows.
They leave you on the highway? Or is that what he's...
No, they've never stranded us. They've always taken us back. But we're delighted to have the two young ladies that travel with us and bring us out.
Where do they take you on these outings?
Oh, we go to Memphis. We come to Oxford. We go on day trips most of the time. So we have been to Natchez.
NASCAR races and that sort of thing?
No, I don't think...
Casino? Go to casinos and NASCAR races?
No, I don't. I'm not a fan of NASCAR races, so I can't say...
What about casinos, though? There's some wonderful performers.
Well, United Methodists don't really go to casinos that often.
That's not my understanding of Methodists.
I'm a minister's wife.
Okay, you're a minister's wife. Maybe you have a better understanding than I do. But it seems to me I know some Methodists up north. Maybe it's different. We do enjoy those types of things as well as a host of variety of wholesome things.
Well, we go for wholesome entertainment.
Wholesome entertainment. What are you doing here, then? Very nice to meet you.
Thank you, sir.
And the group from First United Methodist in Tupelo and the Tanglefoot Trail. Oh. And just real quick here, the Tanglefoot Trail.
Pardon me.
Where do we catch the Tanglefoot Trail?
44-mile trail that's been built on abandoned railroad tracks, the Columbus-Greenville Railroad.
Non-Methodists use it?
Anyone can use it.
Thank you very much, dear. Thank you. First United Methodist from Tupelo. We're going to play the What Do You Know quiz. Get down here, will you? Because I can't get to you. Excuse me, I'm going to step on your feet. And it's not intentional. I just can't do anything else. Yeah. Oh, you're right. You got the soap, too. That's cool. Oh, God. I can't tell on these things. It's not 3D. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
You are?
Jason Backus.
Jason, you want to take the honors here?
Absolutely. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, and poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own show. Michael, can we hurry this along? I got to get to Tuscaloosa. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well sung. Well sung, well delivered. Okay, let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the What Do You Know quiz. As you know, it is a general knowledge quiz, chance for you to win fabulous prizes, some of which are worth having, and others are... Yes, how about this gentleman down here in the red? Yes, because you seem like the most needy. Needful, maybe is a better word for it, not needy. It seems like it's most important to you. You are wearing a St. Louis Cardinals shirt, so I'm sorry I didn't see that sort of was, or I wouldn't have picked you. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. And you are?
I'm Bailey May.
Bailey?
Yes.
Bailey, and give me one good reason why you should play this quiz.
Because I am a genius.
He's a genius! It'll be our first genius on the quiz. Come on, this way, Bailey. It's the only way we can get up there. Otherwise, you got to scale this thing. And I'm not going over that.
I'm also a liar.
That's okay. Come on over here, Bailey. Have a seat there. That's your position right there, Bailey. He's a genius. So are you a genius in the sense when people say, hey, he's a genius? In that sense?
Yes, very much so.
Oh, okay.
I'm also a rampant liar.
Okay, that's cool. What do you do when you're not being a genius?
I'm a chef.
Oh, you are. Where do you cook?
I cook for, I'm a bit frightened to say this, but I actually cook for Mississippi State University.
You do? That's fine. They got to eat, too. They got to eat, too. And do you cook for the masses, or are you in the...
I actually cook for the athletes.
Oh, you do? So you cook a lot of stuff.
Yes. Vast quantities.
Yes. What are they like? Can they order?
No, we kind of sort of buffet style. So we cook lots of chicken wings. Those dudes love chicken wings.
Chicken wings. How many wings do you go through in an average sitting?
We'll do about 900. In three cases. Yeah,
900 sets of wings or 900?
No, 900 like wing sections.
900 individual wings.
Yeah.
So it's really only 450 wing sets.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Wow. So when do you start cooking for these guys? I mean, in the course of a day, it must take...
I get there at 2. We cook for dinner, so I get there at 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they pre-cooked or something? Well, that's pretty quick.
No, we season them up. Usually we bake them. We have a don't-fry-things policy for whatever reason. So
really? Has it made a difference? The guy said it really made a difference?
I don't know, because it's been there since... The policy's been in place since I started, so I'm not certain.
Oh, okay. And is it a cook? Were you trained to be a cook?
Yes, I did. I've been to culinary school. I went to MUW in Columbus.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Woo! Are you hoping to work bigger football teams in the future? Or
honestly, you want to dream? I want to work for the St. Louis Cardinals.
You want to cook for the Cardinals?
The NL Central Division champs.
Yeah, big deal. Anybody could have done it. I'm a Cubs fan, so don't talk to me about anything resembling that.
You seem like a Cubs fan.
I know.
Quintessential loser.
Thank you very much. Very kind of you. You didn't have to say the second part. We got it in the first part. Maybe next year, you know. That's our motto. So, and then in school, what was your... must have been a subject you liked besides cooking.
Yeah, I liked. Actually liked food microbiology pretty well.
Microbiology?
Yeah, food, specifically food microbiology. Regular
so
microbiology
bugs
was painful.
Bugs in food? Or?
Yes, yeah. We basically... took bits of raw meat, ground them up, and ran them through a little machine to figure out what baddies were in them.
Oh, that's good. So you could work for the food, for the FDA or something.
Sure, yeah. I am qualified for that, actually. Yeah.
If you ever get tired of cooking for all these guys. Are they grateful for your food? Do they say, nice job?
Sometimes. Cool. Usually they're just in such a hurry to eat it that it's a bit of a sort of manic time. Yeah. Lots of just mass consumption. Yeah.
And you guys have special diet, like kosher diets?
No, sorry, no. We keep in mind we are still in Mississippi.
I know. There's a few of us around here.
There's bacon
in
just about
football.
Everything.
Yeah, okay. Right. Bailey, someone out there plays along with you. That's how this works. Okay.
Yeah, right on.
Okay, cool. And how they do that there, Sarah Nix?
People who want to play the quiz, pick up the phone and dial 662-291-9994, and then you ask them a qualifying question.
What was that number?
662-291.
Uh-huh.
9994.
Oh, that's what I got here. Okay. And I ask him a question?
You do, yeah.
Okay, here it is. Question right now. According to Governor Phil Bryant, educational troubles begin when who is in the what? That's the question. Okay. Let's try this one here. According to Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant, the number of people who lack health care in the U.S. is what? Okay, let's try that one. That's a little easier. Let's go to the phones right now. 662-291-9994.
That's correct.
Is there an easy way to remember that?
No.
Did you try? You
no.
Didn't. You did not try. You've got to try to get an easier way to remember these numbers. According to Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant, the number of people who lack healthcare in the U.S. So like that number, the exact number that the governor gave, saying people who actually lacked healthcare. And once and for all, probably put an end to this whole dilemma for us by saying so. 662-291-9994. And we're waiting for that phone to ring right now. So Bailey, have you put your own twist in any of these dishes that you're feeding the players out there?
Well, unfortunately, it's sort of what's considered production cooking, so yep. They're very stickler about what goes in. I don't have a lot of freedom to mess with it, but quickly learning, you put things that aren't noticeable visibly. So, you know, if you need to spice something up, try some garlic powder, because it doesn't come through very well visually.
Are you trying to extend their horizons a little bit, ethnic variety and so forth?
Again, as much as I'd like to, I'm not given much freedom there.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be fun, though.
Okay, waiting for the phones to ring. And
maybe somebody else in the audience wants to play.
Don't know why no ringy dingy, says Lyle. Okay, let's try the number once again. Maybe they don't have the number. 662-291-9994. According to Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant, the number of people who lack health care in the U.S. Anyone in the audience got the answer? Who said that? This gentleman here. Come on up here, sir. Come on up here. Zero. Yes, he said zero, and you happen to have that number. And our phones are messed up, apparently. So we'll put you right up here. Slip over there, Bailey. Yes. Talk it up. Nice shirt. I like that shirt. And you are?
Brian Collins.
Brian Collins, ladies and gentlemen, up here. Brian Bailey.
Nice to meet you.
Okay. Brian, what line are you in?
I live in Memphis, by the way, and I work for the city of Memphis.
Okay, you have to sort of lean into this.
I'm sorry.
Pretend to be talking to me while leaning into that.
Okay.
Okay. You work for Memphis. What do you do for Memphis?
I'm the director of finance for the city.
Oh, good man to know, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, two of you work as a team right now. We have various categories. What are those, Sarah Nix?
They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Bailey, why don't you take the first one here?
All right, give me science.
Science.
Yeah, give me
since
science.
You were here first, you have seen already.
Science is...
Okay. All right, that works out. Thank you, John. That was very creative of you. According to Ole Miss physicist Emmanuel Berti, black holes practice one of the following. Black holes practice one of the following. Practice makes perfect, monogamy, or cannibalism.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's cannibalism.
I got to go with the guy in the
cannibalism, yes, cannibalism. He was in that.
That's
all right.
One right and zero
wrong. When they collide, the one eats the other, I guess, basically. So what's left there?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Okay, Brian, what do you have?
Let's go odds and ends.
Odds and ends could be anything. Yes, it is. Here's the question, or it's actually a statement. Barney could be wearing red. Explain. It's kind of an Oxford question. Barney could be wearing red. In other words, Barney could be changing his colors. You have to know who Barney is and what red is.
Something to do with the football game?
No.
Yeah.
No. You know who Barney
is. I'm not very well qualified to answer that.
No.
Yeah. No. I'm from the Big Ten.
Yeah. Okay, sorry about that.
Anybody? Anybody?
No, they can't do that. No, we have to. I'm sorry.
Oh,
Barney
ouch.
Is the 51 Ford police car for many years here in Oxford. May now be going to the fire department.
I don't think anybody knew that.
Because those guys... See, just two people here, Dan. You're just not them. Okay, don't worry about it. That's...
One right and one wrong.
Don't worry about it. He'll come back for this. That was... Maybe a little unfair, but not much. What's left there, Sarah?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school.
Bailey?
Things you should have learned in school.
Had been paying attention, of course.
Yeah, there's the problem.
What is the height of Thacker Mountain? One of the great mountains of our time. Is it A, 29,028 feet, B, 19,470 feet, or C, 623 feet?
I didn't. If that's a real mountain, that's news to me.
What were the numbers again?
Yeah,
were those
29,028,19,470 or 623?
I'm gonna go 623.
Okay, I'll take
623. 623. That's the fire tower. That's if you count the fire tower. Okay.
That's two right and one wrong.
Okay. See you. Recovered. And remaining?
Current events, people, or places.
All right. Back to...
It's back to me?
Yes.
Let's go current events.
Current events.
Yeah.
Pay attention, will you? You're in finance, man. You should pay more attention than it. What'd you say, current events?
Yes.
Okay. The governor, he's important in this quiz, has signed into law the first don't mess with a buffet law. Explain.
They have something to do with... not counting calories or something like that.
I like that. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Bailey? I know, perhaps reactionary to some of the New York City laws.
Like the big,
the
gulps,
big gulps and stuff like that. Because here in Mississippi, if we want a lot of food, we're getting a lot of food.
Okay. That's it. You got it. Don't mess with the buffet. Can't put calorie counts on menus. It's against the law. Congratulations. You've won the quiz.
Bailey, you've won Tom Franklin and Beth Ann Fennelly's The Tilted World, a soulfully written tale of murder and moonshine, dynamite and deluge from William Morrow Books. And keep your rings and things in the carved black walnut Ole Miss jewelry box from the University of Mississippi Office of University and Public Events. And get cooking with a beautiful bag of grits from Grit Girl. Brian, you'll be heading to Roanoke for an exclusive curator-led tour of William Faulkner's Oxford home from university museums and historic houses. Then read Faulkner's As I Lay Dying and Larry Brown's novel Faye, both from Oxford Square Books. And wear a collection of T-shirts from the Faulkner and Yakhna-Potafa Conference and the Oxford Conference for the Book. Included in a bag with other literary treasures from the University of Mississippi Center for the Study of Southern Culture. Congratulations to you both. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. This is PRI Public Radio.